As concerns about coronavirus and the number of cases grow, medical professionals are taking special steps to protect their most vulnerable patients from the pandemic, especially those battling cancer. Dr. Greg Bunnell is Chief Medical Officer at Dana-Farber Cancer Institute. He joins us now to talk about how his institution is keeping its patients and cancer survivors safe from coronavirus. Doctor, thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
My pleasure. Good morning.
So start this way, if you would. Remind people why cancer patients are at higher risk than others to coronavirus.
We're especially concerned about our patients with blood malignancies, diseases like lymphoma and leukemia and multiple myeloma, who we think may be at greater risk because those diseases and their treatments disproportionately affect cells of the immune system. But we're also concerned about our patients who are in active treatment for any type of cancer because of the effect on the immune system.
What about cancer survivors? Are they considered equally vulnerable to the virus, even though they're not currently in chemotherapy or other treatment?
The data are evolving in this area, but clearly those at greater risk are those with hematologic malignancies and those in active treatment. As people get further from their treatment, they have reconstitution of their immune systems, and that risk wouldn't be as great.
So then what specific precautions is Dana-Farber taking to keep patients safe?
We have been preparing for this for weeks. We activated our Hospital Incident Command Center back in January when early reports started coming out from China. Weeks ago, we began calling and screening our patients before they even come to their appointments, and we screen them again when they arrive for a history of travel, for possible exposures, for symptoms. And the staff have been trained to know how to respond to the different scenarios. We've taken a number of other steps to protect our patients and our staff. We've restricted the presence of individuals in buildings in which patient care takes place to only employees directly involved in care delivery and to patients and their families and caregivers. And we've asked patients to limit the number of family members or caregivers who come with them to one person unless it's necessary for care of the patient. Our approach continues to change every day as we learn more and as the situation changes.
Do you know if anyone undergoing treatment at Dana-Farber has actually been exposed to the virus?
So to date, we haven't had any confirmed cases in any of our patients or in staff. It's a scenario that we've been preparing for.
How concerned is everyone about this? What have you been hearing from patients and doctors at the Institute about the outbreak? How concerned are you?
I think everyone is concerned about this, including our patients and their families and our workforce. And we and I share that concern. And it's why we've really taken additional, very aggressive precautions to keep them safe and why we'll continue to do so as the situation lasts.
So what advice then do you have for patients, doctors, and families at this time?
Number one, wash your hands. Wash your hands. Don't touch your face. Don't touch your mouth or your eyes. We want people to avoid shaking hands, avoid direct contact with other sick people. I think everybody out there is anxious about this, and we should channel that anxiety in a way that helps us to try and stay healthier by exercising good hygiene, eating right, and getting plenty of sleep.
Dr. Craig Bunnell, Chief Medical Officer at Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, thanks a lot for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
My pleasure. Wash your hands.